You're listening to a podcast from the Brookings Institution.
Good morning. Please sit. We want to start now. Thank you very much. My name is Mwangi Kimenyi, a senior fellow here at Brookings and the director of the African Growth Initiative. And it's my privilege to welcome you to the Brookings Institution. And on behalf of the Center for Universal Education, I would like to thank you. Thank you all for attending and the panelists for participating in this very important forum on financing education. I'm also personally very happy that the Center for Universal Education is taking on these very important issues that complement the work we do at the Africa Growth Initiative. Education indicators show that in the past decade, access to education in sub-Saharan Africa has increased when measured in terms of enrollments and also expenditures per capita or per student. However, quality and even the measurement of quality remains a concern. Many countries still report very high dropout rates and reputation. You know, for example, countries like Ethiopia reports that only 40% of the pupils who enter grade 1 reach grade 6. Currently, the demand for education is increasing in Africa, which because of demographic pressures. All this is putting the issue of sort of providing access to education and also the quality of education, to be a challenge to these countries. As such, of course, there is a real pressure in terms of financing education and in terms of achieving the goals of education for all. So, and since 1990, stakeholders have been working to achieve education for all, a global commitment to support 6 internationally agreed upon education goals that expand access, equity, and quality of education by 2015. This forum brings together key players in the education for all challenge to in the education for all to discuss and respond to the state of education financing in Africa. The UNESCO Institute for Statistics, UAIS, report that is available and may have been distributed, which will be presented by Albert Motivans, the head of education indicators and data analysis at UIS, highlights key strengths and challenges to education systems in Africa. Importantly, this report provides an education financing knowledge base that is specific to sub-Saharan Africa region. So we will be starting our presentation by Mr. Motivans soon. In response to the identified challenges, there will be two speakers, Shanta Devarajan, the chief economist for the Africa region at the World Bank, and Jack Vandergaard, senior fellow at the Center for Universal Education at Brookings. Shanta will place education in financing and the UNESCO report in the context of their importance for future economic growth. The second response will address the key challenges for sub-Saharan Africa, which is the availability of data. Jack Vandergaard will discuss the use of national educational accounts as a method for tracking financial resources to better assess education performance. And from here then will be followed by discussions. We'll have a discussion amongst the panelists and then we'll open it to the floor. So I'll start with Mr. Motivans with a presentation for about 15 minutes. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Dr. Kimini. I would like to start by expressing our gratitude to the Center for Universal Education and to the Brookings Institution for organizing this event and providing an opportunity for us to present some of the main findings from this new report. The rationale for this report was severalfold. On the one hand, we wanted to raise the profile of the importance of education finance data as a powerful tool for policy analysis and for decision making. And we also wanted to present what is a steadily improving data set on financing education, particularly domestic education expenditure in the sub-Saharan African region, one where we've had many, many gaps in the past and where we're making, I think, great steps forward. The report also sets out several key policy issues which these data can help to inform, even if they don't always provide an easy answer. And for those of you who understand these trade-offs, you know they are quite complex, and there are no real easy answers. It's give and take. It's always a trade-off. And finally, the report identifies some ways to improve the education or the evidence base for education and education finance itself. The report was prepared by the UIS Education Finance team. It was led by Shinsaku Nomura, who is here with us this morning. It's a result of a partnership with several other organizations, including UNESCO IIAP, the Pôle de Dakar unit of UNESCO BREDA in Dakar, and other experts, including Larry Wolf, who's also, I think, joined us this morning, former Inter-American Development Bank and World Bank, and Yusuf Sayed of Sussex University. And I think they played a really important role in helping us to complete the policy picture. Because for us, our kind of entry point is really around the data and how we can better use the data for policy analysis. These authors helped to really complete that picture. So in my short time this morning, I'd like to focus on two different perspectives, one that looks backwards at the last decade and the progress towards the international goals or universal primary education in sub-Saharan Africa since about 2000. And another which sets out several policy challenges, and this is, again, reflecting the report structure, of setting out several key policy challenges for moving the education agenda ahead in the next decade. I won't be able to do justice to the detail that's found in the report. As Dr. Kimani mentioned, there are reports available on the outside of the room, so I would encourage you to have a look at the full report. I'll only be able to touch upon some of the main details. So let's begin. And I'll begin with some numbers that probably many of you are very familiar with already, and it's not a new storyline, but I think